Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Richard Bunkley, Jr. of Freedom Christian Assembly, International Faith Ministries, and we welcome you again for a time in the presence of our Lord. We'd like to welcome all of the Blog Talk Radio listeners, our congregation, amen, which we call you, because if you tuned in this night, I want to decree and declare unto you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one which was, which is, and which is to come, that your life shall never be the same again. I'm really excited about this night's worship in his presence and the word of God that the Holy Spirit shall allow me to speak. I believe that you have tuned in that you might hear from on high and never be the same again. I thank God and praise God for this honor, this privilege to be before you this night. I thank God that his word declares in Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. You can turn there with me as we just begin. I want to read this before I pray, because this is the sentiments of my heart, which I believe is the sentiments of our Father and our God's heart to every man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, on him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. And so in Jeremiah 9, as we begin our time in his presence, and we're still on the subject matter of the holiness of God and man, that we may understand that this year shall be the best year of your whole entire life in Jesus' name. I'm decreeing and declaring that to everyone that's listening with a sincere, humble heart, as you listen to the word of God tonight, and as you believe those things which you hear, they shall come to pass. Praise God. Jeremiah 9 and 23, it says through the prophet, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. But let him knoweth, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me." I'm being redundant on purpose because this is so powerful. The prophet saying, but let him that glorieth, don't glory in your wisdom, don't glory in your riches, don't glory in your might, don't glory in your good looks, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. And here's what the Lord says, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. In these things I delight, saith the Lord. But the purpose of our being on Blog Talk Radio and our being in the presence of the Lord even this night is that you, my brother, you, my sister, might understand and know him who made you to be just like himself, who made you to be his son and to made you to be his daughters, not to be a Baptist, not to be a Methodist, not to be a Catholic, not to be a Lutheran, not to be a Pentecostal, but that you and I would become his sons and his daughters, that we would be his children. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Agree with me in prayer that all who have come on this line tonight and is tuned in this broadcast, that the Spirit of the living God will cause healing and deliverance, cause minds to be regulated, peace to be restored from confusion. Oh, my God, that whatever is broken shall be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for this night, my God, on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for, Lord God, being in your presence, Lord God. For, Father, you said where two or three are summoned, drawn together in your name, there you're in the midst of them. And, Father, I decree and declare that all who have tuned in on this broadcast tonight, that, God, you have come into the presence, Lord God, in their room, in their cars, Lord God, in their living rooms, Lord God, in their bedrooms, Lord God. Wherever, Lord God, these radio airwaves are going forth, that, Lord God, you're right there in the midst of them, in the midst of us. Now, Father, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, you'll move in the supernatural divine way. Father, I decree, Lord God, those who are sick will be healed. Those who have diseases in their body, God, you shall cause, Lord God, a cancellation, Lord God, a deleting, Lord God, of every symptom, Lord God, every trace, Lord God, of any manner of disease. I decree that all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases flee in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare that the word of the Lord is right. And as the word goes forth, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that all that are listening shall be cleaned through your word, which you allow me to speak unto them by your Spirit. Now we thank and we praise you, Father, for this time in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Everybody shout amen. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Again, we thank you for tuning in to a time in his presence. Again, I'm your host, Apostle Richard Bunkley, Jr. of Freedom Christian Assembly, 765 East 154th Street, School Avenue, in the Collinwood area. Our telephone number at our church, amen, our ministry, is area code 216-451-4222. That's area code 216-451-4222. I want to give you the number if you desire to call in and make a comment, amen, and let us know that you are listening to this time in his presence. The number is area code 347-826-9026. That's 347-826-9026. Let's go to the Word of God tonight as we begin our time in his presence. I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going back to the book of the beginnings. Now, you may have said, I heard that. Well, many people have heard, but haven't been quickened unto that which they have heard. The word of the Lord says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you hear the word of God, faith is being established in your heart, my brother and my sister. Faith is being quickened by the Holy Ghost in your very hearts. That's what I believe tonight, that all who are listening tonight, that your lives shall never be the same again. Hebrews 11 and 1, as we go there before I read Genesis 1, it says, now faith is. Now faith is. Now, we need to understand now faith is. What does that actually mean? Well, when I look at Romans 10 and 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing. So then faith cometh by hearing. So faith comes by you allowing yourself to hear the word of God and believing what you're hearing concerning the word of God. So faith comes by hearing the word of God and hearing the word of God. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it ahead. My brother and my sister, that which you can't see right now, it's coming at you. It's coming at you. So faith cometh. So faith is coming tonight as we hear God's word, God's supernatural word. God has magnified his word above all of his name. So God is very stickler of his word. My God, if his word is magnified above all his name, that means I need to know what God has said. And once you know what God has said, what anybody else says, it really doesn't matter. Oh, my God, it really doesn't matter. But Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the Living, it says again, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it ahead. Oh, my God. I'm being redundant again on purpose so you can hear the word of the Lord, so it can seep down in your very spirit. I'm declaring Romans 17 again, so we can put these two passages together as we study tonight. amen, in God's word. Romans 10:17 again declares, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the NIV version says, so consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. Hebrews 11:1. Listen carefully. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now the faith of God's word that you're hearing tonight or will hear tonight is the substance. It's the title deed of the thing that you're hoping for tonight. Some of you on this broadcast may be hoping for healing. My God, somebody may be hoping for peace tonight. Some of you may be hoping, amen, that your financial situation turn around. Some of you may be hoping that the marriage situation that's all messed up will be turned around. I'm here to let you know that the miracle-working power of God is moving over these radio airwaves. And all you have to do is believe tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that health and healing and deliverance is coming at you as I declare the word of God tonight. Amen. All you've got to do is believe. Only believe. Then everything becomes possible to those that believe. Yes, it's going to take you. It's going to take something from you. It's going to take you to step out of yourself, step from away from your negativity, your doubt, your unbelief. Amen. Whatever you want, you have to say, I'm going to have what I say. Amen. I will not doubt one more moment. I will not doubt one more second. I shall believe the word of God. And my brother and my sister, when you believe what God has said, everything begins to change. There's going to be a transformation. A miracle takes place when anyone dares to believe God's word. The Holy Spirit is waiting to bring a transforming, a transfixing event in your very life tonight in a time in his presence. Now faith is, as Hebrews 11:1 declares, now faith is. Or I'll say it like this. Now what God has said is the foundation. It's the title deed. It's a substance of things hoped for. Are you hoping for something tonight? The evidence of things not seen. Listen to the word of the Lord. Verse 2 in Hebrews 11. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Meaning there had to be a word spoken. That means that God's word tonight to you is a supernatural seed. Believed on will bring a harvest, will bring a bumper crop for you tonight as you believe those things which has not yet materialized as yet, but will materialize because faith is that substance. Faith is the title deed. What God says is the title deed of what you're hoping for. My God, it's the evidence of things that you haven't seen or can't see right now. Your healing is just a second away. As you would say, as you would believe tonight, Father, I'm going to be healed tonight. Lord Jesus, you're going to heal me tonight. Lord, I'm in your midst tonight. And as I'm listening to your apostle tonight, healing is taking place in my heart, in my mind, in my joints, in my liver, in my pancreas. I believe tonight that diabetes is leaving me tonight. All you need to do is believe. The power of God is available as you believe. All you need to say is that to me, I shall be healed. I shall be healed. I shall be delivered. This cancer shall go as I listen to God's servant tonight. As I'm listening to this God's servant tonight, cancer is leaving, diabetes is leaving, blindness is leaving. The condition that I've had for many years is leaving, not by the might of the man, not by the power of the man, but by the spirit of the living God that's going across these Blog Talk radio airwaves in Jesus' name. You have to believe that. You have to confess with your mouth. You have to believe with everything that you have that Jesus Christ is a miracle worker and that he's working a miracle in your very life right now. Praise the name of our God. You say, why are you taking time to go this way? Well, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And the will of God cannot be done. The will of God cannot be experienced. The will of God cannot be enjoyed where the faith of God's Word is not known. Again, I'll say that again. The will of God cannot be done. The will of God cannot be experienced. The will of God cannot be enjoyed where the faith of God's word is not known. Praise God. Jesus said these words in John 8:32. He says, "You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I believe you're being made free right now. This word is not to any particular person. This word is to every person, every human being that God has created and fashioned by his own hand. This word is to all the world and every creature, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life, will receive the eternal life, will receive the Zoe kind of life, that God will come in and make your heart his home. All you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. We in resurrection weekend, and this is a good season to get a resurrection in your spirit, that Jesus Christ will bear witness with your spirit by the Holy Spirit that you are his child. Praise God. What a wonderful time it is, amen, to understand the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He bled, died, and rose again, that my God, oh, what happened at Lord, what happened in paradise, what happened in the garden might be erased. My God, the purpose of the cross, the purpose of the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, was to erase the effects of the cross. Did you not know that? That the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the purpose of him hanging on that cross, my God, being laid in the borrowed tomb and rising after the third day, was for him, my God, by his shed blood, to erase the effects of the cross. So I want to let you know tonight, this weekend, is a time for you to get erased all of your past, all of your sicknesses, all your diseases, all of the conflicts that have been in your life for all of these many years. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the cross, the purpose of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is to erase the effects of the fall of Adam that was passed on to every human being. Praise the name of our God. So you understand now that this is your weekend to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your weekend for resurrection life. This is your weekend to never be the same again. Go to someone's church. Go to someone's ministry. Amen. Go and hear the word of the Lord. Go and hear the word of God, my God, this Sunday. Amen. And sit there with a believing heart. Sit there with expectation in your heart that what I hear, I'm going to believe. My brother and my sister, God loves you. God loves you with everlasting love. God loves me with everlasting love. That's why I love the word of God. That's why I love John 3:17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. God did not send Jesus to condemn you. He sent him to bless you. He sent him to heal you. He sent him to set you free from the law of sin and death. And that's a great thing. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful blessing that God has already paid through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, for you to have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So as we are moving tonight, we're moving, amen, to let you understand tonight that the will of God cannot be done. It cannot be experienced. It cannot be enjoyed where the faith of God's word is not known. Meaning I must know what God has said in order for me to be in line to receive the benefits of his promises. Every word of God is a promise to everyone whom would believe. All the promises of our God are yea and in him, amen. I'll say that again. All the promises of God are yea and in him, amen. But you have to know, now faith is. Now is your opportunity to have faith right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are not seen, say that after me, for things which are not seen, one more time, so things which are not seen were not made of things which do appear, meaning that you and I must have faith in what God has said. Because verse 6 in Hebrew 11 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You can't be a doubting Thomas coming to God to believe. If you want your miracle tonight, you got to come believing. You got to be on this broadcast believing, because I sense the power of the Holy Ghost touching men and women right now. But he says, you must believe, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. God rewards those who diligently, without doubt, without hesitation or reservation, my God, he rewards them that diligently seek him out of a pure and humble heart. God will not despise a broken and a contrite, humble heart. He's right there with you right now. Praise the name of our God. Amen. So faith is God, and God is faith. Faith is what God has said. So when you hear the faith of God's word, when I hear the faith of God's word, I get the faith. When I hear God's word, I hear faith coming at me. When you hear the word of God, faith is coming with the word of God to every believing heart. I want to make this as simple as possible, because the prophet Jeremiah said that you might understand and know him. I don't want you to know me. I want you to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to understand and know him. That this is his word, it's not Richard's word, it's not Apostle Bunkley's word, it's not Prophet so-and-so's word, it's not Evangelist so-and-so's word. This is God's word. And you don't have to send me $1,000, you don't have to send me $50, you don't have to send me, you know, $10,000. All you have to do is use the currency that God has given. My God, the currency of the kingdom of God is faith, your faith in what God has said. The currency of the kingdom of God, again, my brother and my sister, is faith. Because it's impossible to please God without faith. But when any man, woman, boy, or girl has the faith of God and comes to God with faith, God gets delight. God gets pleasure. Amen. And he rewards them. He rewards those who diligently seek and believe him in the faith of what he has said. Praise God forevermore. Oh, I'm going to stop right there. But I wanted to get the faith message out to you. Because everything we do is by faith. Amen. That which is not of faith is sin. Praise God. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Come on. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So when we hear the word of God, we're not walking blinded. Amen. Amen. I don't have to think about certain things any longer. Amen. Because the faith of God's living word lives and abides in me through the presence and person of the Holy Spirit. Praise God forevermore. Let me take you to our foundational scripture text dealing with the holiness of God and man, so we can connect the dots of what we've been sharing for the last 3 weeks. Redundancy is important, amen, when you're planning. You just don't rush into things. Sometimes you'll get a nugget here, you'll get a nugget there. But that's why you've got to continue to hear. Continue to hear and hear the word of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it declares, as we're understanding, that the will of God cannot be done nor experienced nor enjoyed where the faith of God's word is not known. I want you to know that when God speaks, something happens. Verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created. Oh, my God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, someone bigger than you, someone bigger than me, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, and God said, and God said. It's important, again, that I remind you of one of our previous lessons, that in this first chapter, and God said is spoken 10 times, and God said is spoken 10 times, and God spoke, and God said is spoken 10 times. Why am I being redundant? I'm being redundant on purpose because, and God said, and God said, and God said. Wow. And God saw that it was good, and God saw that it was good, and God saw that it was good. These statements are made in the first chapter of the book of beginnings. And God said, and God saw that it was good. God said and saw everything that he made, that it was good. And verse 31 of Genesis says, and very good. So God made everything that he made good and very good. He made everything perfect. He made everything upright. He made everything that he made holy. He made it righteously. Amen. So there's nothing that God made that is unholy. Everything about everything that God made was made perfect. My God, was made in order, made in a sequence, amen, fashioned and arranged, amen, to reproduce, amen, the divine order of the whole entire universe. So everything runs by the very clock. I'll say by the clock, by the word of God. When God decreed a thing, it was established. When God decreed a thing, it was established. Amen. So you need to understand, and I need to understand, that the sun sets and the sun goes down, arise. Oh, my God. The sun does what it's supposed to do by the order of God. The sun does not rebel against the word of God. I found out that the only thing that God has made that's causing him heartache and trouble and causing the earth to rock and reel and to shake is mankind, who has violated the known will of God. But God was not satisfied to see his man, amen, separated from himself. He sent a deliverer. He sent a savior. He sent a sacrifice. He made his son a ransom for you and I. But back to our word. I'm getting off, but I have to get off. Amen. Praise God. And God said, say that with me. And God said, say it after me. And God said, also, and God saw that it was good. These statements are made in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis is the book of beginnings, the very heart of God, the first mentions of God, the first principles of God's heart. So you understand what God's first intention was from the very beginning, which is his second intention, that, my God, what I established at the beginning will be fulfilled, my God, now through this generation and through the operation of my grace and truth now. We're in a dispensation of grace and truth through Jesus Christ. He came as God's grace and God's truth to all mankind. Genesis, again, is declaring, and God said. Listen clearly, because I don't want this to be misinterpreted. I don't want you to leave this broadcast without knowing that you must, I must, we must understand what God has said. Because man is saying a lot of things that's causing confusion, causing a disruption, causing the earth to vomit, causing the earth, amen, to go into convulsions, amen. You need to understand that the earth is going in convulsion because of the rebellion of the authorities, amen, that has been placed over this earth, which is man. God has set man as the superintendent, the manager of this earth. And so what we're experiencing now, what we experience in these different lands and cities, amen, and countries, amen, is the shaking, is the vomiting of the disorder and the rebellion of the hearts of men and women rebelling against their Creator. God made everything, and he fashioned everything for good. Back to my statement. And God said, And God said. And God said. And God said. And God said. Plus, and God saw. And God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good. Meaning God saw what he said and declared it to be good. When you believe what God has said and declare it to be good, good will begin to manifest itself in your life, in my life, in the life to all who are listening to this time, this present radio broadcast. When you decree and declare from your own heart and from your own mouth what God has said to become law in your life, you will begin to see the good manifest in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will begin to see things change in your life. But before things can change in your life, you have to come into a covenant agreement. You have to come into a belief system by believing the person whom God has sent to bring divine connection from your heart to his heart. That means when you connect with the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the bridge that gets you to the Father, that makes you one again with him back to the beginning. And God said, and God said. Apostle Bunkley, why do you keep saying, and God said? Because the Holy Spirit one day told me and spoke this to my heart. I'll never forget it. And I began to look and perceive how many times the statement of Moses of the Lord, and God said, and God said. He was declaring what God said, not what he said, but what God said. And I numbered the times that he mentioned that statement, and God said. It was 10 times. 10 times in Genesis chapter 1, the statement, and God said, is spoken. 7 times, and God saw that it was good, was spoken. And God saw that it was good. And the Holy Spirit began to share with my heart that, son, Richard, I need you to know 3 times more what I have said than to want what I said was good. I need you to know 3 times more what I said than you to want what I saw, which is good. Because when you know 3 times more what I saw was good, oh my God, it will become yours. When I know 3 times more that everything God has made, everything God has said and saw was good, it will become mine. We're looking for what's in God's hand. We're looking for the miracle. We're looking for the healing. We're looking for the finances to be right. We're looking for, oh my God, that husband, that wife, amen. But God says, I want you to know and I want you to believe 3 times more of what I said than to want what's in my hand, which is good. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, he's good. And he's going to grant you his good promises, amen. But don't go after him just for a promise, amen. Go after him for who he is. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, not what he has. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is, and he'll become that rewarder of them who diligently seek him, not for what he hands out, but for who he is, a good God, a God who at the beginning made a good man, God who at the beginning made a good woman, God who at the beginning made everything that he made, amen, and placed it in the good hands of his good man and his good woman that he made to rule and to manage and to supervise all the creation of the world that he had made. I call that a great and good and gracious God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it's important that I take my time and that I teach and that I teach and preach. But it's important that I take my time to let you know that you must know, I must know what God has said so I can be assured, amen, that what he said would surely come to pass. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to have no doubt about it. I know what he said. I know what he said. Amen. You don't have to repeat it three times, four times to me. I know what he says. Amen. God is good. You say, how do I know? I found it in the word and the will of God. I found out that he's a very good God. He's a great king. I found that out about my God. Hallelujah. I want to continue on now. I've taken up a lot of time in that, but it's important that you and I understand that whatever God says, it's good. It's holy. It's righteous. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the holiness of God and man, that your days, the rest of your days here on planet Earth, will be the best days that you have ever lived in your entire life. You say, why do you say that, Apostle Bunkley? I said it because when you go back to the original intent of the heart of Father God, when you go back to his premier purpose of making you and creating you, when you go back to the very beginning and find out what was his intentions in creating you and creating me, then you will live better than you have ever lived in your whole entire life. I'm not talking about being a church member. You should belong to somebody's ministry. And I say that because you and me, you and I are the church. We're called out body, the ecclesia. We say church and we think we're talking about a building. And so I'm saying that so you understand. I'm talking about the building. It's just a structure. It's just a structure. But we are called the church, per se, according to the word of God. You and I are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his body. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Amen. You go to a ministry. You are the church. You're the church in the building. Praise God. The building is brick and mortar. Praise God. Lightning can strike it. Amen. And the building is demolished. The church is not demolished because it's just a building. It's only a structure to keep us from the elements of rain, sleet, snow, and hail. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for the structure, amen, so we can teach and preach and declare, amen, in his embassy, amen, that which he has said, that those who would come will never be the same again. I want to decree and declare to you that you cannot come to a Freedom Christian Assembly and leave the same way that you come. I don't care how much unbelief that you have in you. Amen. You may be an atheist. I don't care what you are. Amen. You have maybe been hurt in the church. Amen. Hurt by church people. Hurt by preachers. Amen. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Amen. Somewhere along the line, everybody's been hurt. Amen. But we don't live by hurt. We live by the faith of the word of God. Praise God. Anywhere you go, you're going to be hurt by somebody. We live in a hurtful world. Praise God. But I want you to know that God didn't do it. Jesus didn't do it. The Holy Spirit didn't do it. Amen. Let's not blame it on him. Amen. Some man, some person hurt you. Amen. But don't let a person keep you from your growth and development. Amen. Unto the holiness and blessing of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to decree that because maybe you think we're just hanging around here at Freedom Christian Assembly. No, 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 no. We renamed the ministry Freedom Christian Assembly Miracle Healing Center. Amen. It's Freedom Christian Assembly International Faith Ministry, but it's Freedom Christian Assembly Miracle Healing Center. Why do I say that? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is a miracle worker. Amen. And as you come and as you keep coming, amen, he's working a miracle of change, transformation, healing and deliverance in your very life. Amen. Why don't you come and visit with us, amen, and experience the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit of God in the midst of our worship unto our living God. I'll say unto our resurrected living God. Praise God. Amen. And so I want you to know and understand tonight, praise God, that the holiness of God has to be put back in right perspective. We're dealing with a lot of heresies out there, amen, in the television land and on the radio broadcasts, amen. But when we talk about the nature of God, I want you to understand, when we talk about the very nature of God, it means we're talking about his characteristics, amen. We're talking about his attributes. We're talking about his very qualities, amen. When I'm talking about the holiness of God, I'm talking about a man or a woman giving him or her life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and being hooked up back with the Father, amen, in right relationship. Right relationship means that we're being hooked back up to the holiness or the uprightness of our relationship with our God. When Adam and Eve fell, our natures fell. Our nature became corrupt and perverted, amen. Again, Adam and Eve were the father and mother of all living, amen. And they transferred, amen, their spirit onto humanity. Praise God. But understanding the nature of God, I want you to understand the nature of God so you won't be confused, amen, and think that something's wrong with you. No, listen. Even after you were born again, there's a fight that goes on inside of you. There's your nature, then there's a nature of God, the Holy Spirit, who comes to reside in your very spirit. But you're fighting against something, amen. There's a law, there's law working in your members, amen, to keep you from the goodness and the love and the peace that God has already purchased through his Son, Jesus Christ. You have to fight for what you want. Amen. Not only believe, but you have to fight for what you believe. Amen. You have to hold on, lay hold of what you believe. Amen. And it ain't going to fall off the tree like ripe cherries or apples. No. Even the best apples, you got to climb up in the tree and get them. Amen. You have to pick the cherries off the tree. You don't want the cherries that are on the ground. You don't want the apples that are on the ground. No. No. They're pickers. Amen. You got to be picky about, amen, what you're picking off those trees. Amen. And God wants you and wants me to be a tree of righteousness, amen, whereby he can be glorified. He wants you and me to be a tree of righteousness whereby he can be glorified. Amen. God has a nature. I said, God has a nature. I said, God has a nature. And you're wondering, what is the nature of God? What kind of nature does God have? Well, you need to know that the Lord is righteous in all of his ways, and holy in all his works. Amen. And the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him or reverence him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Hallelujah. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Now I'm reading from Psalms 145. And you can write that down. Write that down. I need you to write that down because I want you to have the highest emphasis, amen, and knowledge of the Word of God dealing with the holiness of God from the very beginning, amen. So you understand that this passage is talking about the very creation of God and how God made everything and the very nature of his very person. Again, in Psalms 145, beginning at verse, again, 17, it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. So from the beginning, when God created and made the world and formed and fashioned and made Adam and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul, then he took a rib out of Adam and he built Eve, amen, whom he called a woman, praise God, and brought her alongside of him, not to be under his foot, praise God, but alongside of him, that he may have a companion, they may be partners, amen, together in this grace of life. So when he made them in righteousness. He made them in holiness. Amen. He made you in a righteous way. He made me in a righteous way. He made you in a holy way. He made me in a holy way. Amen. Praise God. You weren't there at the very beginning, but in Genesis, we are speaking of the first mentions of God, the first principles, amen, the first beginning of the why, how come, and we understand the function of how everything is supposed to function, that every seed reproduces after his own kind, amen, and God made you and me after his, not only kind, but his own kind, his own kind. You and I are made after his own kind, amen, of or belonging to himself, amen, his possession, his ownership. We are owned by God. You don't own yourself. God owns you. God made you. Praise the name of our God. Amen. And so you and I, we belong. We relate. We are under ownership of our Creator and our God. And so let me read this passage again so you understand that the holiness of God and man are synonymous. Amen. They're one. Praise God. And so you and I, if I wanted to, I couldn't get away from how my nature is supposed to be, knowing how my Father and my Creator has actually made me and the intent of why he made me. He made me, according to Revelations 4 and 11, for his pleasure. He made me and he made you and I for his pleasure. Wow. I'll say it backwards. Wow. He made you and me for his pleasure. That's very important for me to know tonight. And I want that to be important for you to know tonight, that God did not make you for his hatred or for his punching bag or his dartboard. But God created mankind for his pleasure. Oh, my God. I define pleasure. And I'm going to define it again tonight. You say you are. Yes, I am. Because I get excited to understand that God really loves Richard. God really loves Sammy, my wife. God really loves every human being that he has made. Oh, my God. John the Revelator said, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure, they are and were created." Let's take note here that you, me, us, and everything was created for the very pleasure of God. Not for the hate of God, but for the pleasure of God. Not for the hatred of God, but for the pleasure of God. Not for the target practice of God, but for the pleasure of God. Not for the whipping post of God, but for the pleasure of God. I was created, you was created for the pleasure of God. Now, how does that sound tonight? Those who are listening to this broadcast, how does that sound tonight? Oh, my God, that sounds wonderful to me. It sounds great to me. And the Spirit of God wanted you to know tonight that you are the very pleasure of God. Of God. You are the very delight of God. You and I are the very enjoyment of God. But lastly, the Holy Spirit gives me to reiterate that you and I, when God created us from the very beginning, when he made his highest creation, and the highest creation that God made was when he made Adam and when he built Eve. That was his greatest pleasure, which became his greatest satisfaction. You are and I am the satisfaction of God. You are and I am the very satisfaction of God. Say that after me. I am the satisfaction of Almighty God. I am the very delight of Almighty God. But let me let you in a little secret. When Adam and Eve rebelled against the known will of God, something happened to our very nature and our spirit. It got corrupted and perverted. And we were hiding from God. Now, when we always had visitation with God, I'm speaking of Adam, but I'm speaking of all of us. The reason why men and women run from God, the reason why we ran from God, because our corrupt nature couldn't stand to come in the presence of a holy God, because our nature only predicted that we live an unrighteous, a perverted, and a sinful life. That is the essential nature of man after the fall of Adam, after the fall of Eve, is that when God came looking for Adam, he said, Adam, where are you? The sad note that Father found that Adam was hiding from him. The scripture said that Adam was afraid of him. You don't have to be afraid of the living God. You don't have to be afraid of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sent to be the bridge, to bring connection to your heart and to the heart of Father God, who loves you and gave his only begotten Son for you. Do you not know that he paid a ransom with his very blood, sweat, and tears for your right to be back in right standing with our Heavenly Father? Jesus paid a ransom with his precious blood on Calvary's cross. He hung there 3 days and three nights. He cried out, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? God couldn't look at his Son, because his Son was filled up with your sins and my sins, with your degradation, my degradation, with your evil and my evil, your wickedness and my wickedness, your fornication and my fornication, your lies and my lies, your gossip and my gossip, your hatred, amen, your evil spirit and my evil spirit, whatever it was, amen. He took all that upon him, his own self. The Bible says he was unrecognizable on that cross of Calvary. But he kept hanging there for you and I as a ransom, my God, to appease the Heavenly Father, to appease him, and to pay a price of his blood to cleanse you and to cleanse me from all of our unrighteousness. That's why, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things are of God, who have reconciled us unto himself by Christ Jesus. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Do you not know we have been reconciled back to God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? And when God looks at you, when he looks at you from heaven, he doesn't see sin. He doesn't see a sinner. He sees a son. He sees a daughter. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you. Amen. Therefore, if any man or woman, boy or girl, be in Christ, he or she becomes a new creature. Everything about your old life, amen, is erased. Amen. God doesn't bring back up your past. You don't have a past. Hallelujah. All you have is a present. All you have is a future. Are you listening this evening? All you have, my God, hallelujah. All you have, my God, is a present and a future. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Oh, my God. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you listening to the word of the Lord tonight? Amen. I said, are you listening to the word of God tonight? God said, amen, in his word, I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake and will not remember thy sins anymore. I won't remember your sins anymore. Amen. I won't remember your sins anymore. I won't remember your sins anymore. Amen. I don't remember your sins anymore. Praise God. I have blotted out your sins. Amen. I have taken away your sins through the blood of my Son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited tonight. I'm excited about this. He paid a debt I could not pay. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Then he sent Jesus Christ. He sent him to wash your sins away and my sins away through his precious blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit gave me a picture today, and I'll just turn that picture over in my head today, that when God told Moses to tell the people to go across the Red Sea, an impossible feat, but God gave Moses the rod of his power, amen, and told Aaron to stretch forth the rod. He stretched forth the rod, and the Red Sea parted hither and thither, amen, and the waters were congealed in the depths of the sea, meaning that the waters are frozen, amen, in the depths of the sea, and God caused, amen, a dry path, amen, to be laid out for his people, amen, who have received of the blood, who placed blood on the doorposts and the lintel, amen, of their houses, oh God. My God, he told them, amen, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, amen, the death angel, my God, will pass over you, meaning that there's no death reckoned unto you. There's no death reckoned unto me. The blood of Jesus Christ eliminates, oh my God, from you, eliminates from me the law of sin and death. When the blood, amen, was applied upon the doorposts and lintel of the houses, Lord God, of whoever believed the word of God. You had to believe the word of God. You had to move in action when you believed what God has said, amen. Faith is an action word, amen, meaning that when you believe what God says, you move in action, amen. You don't remain in the same position, amen. You do something, amen, that you've never done before. You act the way that you've never acted before, amen. Amen. He says in Ephesians 4, amen, praise God, let those who have stolen before steal no more. So God is requiring you and me to change, amen. Repentance means to change one's mind, amen, meaning that a thief is an unholy person, amen. If you've stolen, now since you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now you steal no more. Lie not one to another, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You stop cursing, amen, because bitter and sweet waters cannot come out the same fountain, says the elder James, amen, meaning that you have to, my God, God has to purge your tongue, amen, and you have to make up your mind, amen, I will not curse no more, amen. I'm clean through the word which God has spoken unto me. Hallelujah. He has blotted out my transgressions, amen, and my sins, amen, and my transgressions, amen, and will not remember my sins anymore. God has cast, amen, because of and by the blood of Jesus Christ, your sins as far as the east is to the west, amen, to remember your sins no longer, amen. My brother and my sister, amen, those who are listening, if you are a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, amen, listen, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, all of your sins, every one of your transgressions, every one of your evil ways are blotted out and never remembered again, not ever brought up to your face again. Now, man may remember what you've done in the past. Man may bring up your evil ways in the past, but the God that I serve, amen, he forgives and he forgets. I'll say it again. The God that I serve, hey, God, we thank you. The God that we serve, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, he not only forgives, amen, but he forgets, amen. That's why when you, my God, come to him, you not only got to repent of your sins, but you have to forsake your sins. You have to forsake your unrighteous way and return unto the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon you. He will abundantly pardon me. Amen. God is a good God. Are you listening? Our God, who, my God, made the heavens and earth, is a good God. And from the very beginning, he made you and he made me good and very good. Hallelujah. I'm talking tonight about the holiness of God and man, that God from the beginning made you and I upright, made you and I perfect, made you and I holy. But when we rebelled against the will of God, our spirits got perverted. Our spirits were deadened. We died, hallelujah, from the presence of the Lord. And the only way to be restored back to the presence of the Lord is that we accept the sacrifice that he has given for all mankind to receive. That we accept the ransom blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as the ransom blood that was given because of the fiscal lamb, amen, in the old covenant, amen. They placed blood upon the doorposts and lintel, amen. And when the death angel was sent out, anyone who didn't have the blood applied to the doorposts and to the lintel, amen, the death angel, amen, took, amen, hallelujah, the firstborn out, amen. The firstborn died in every household, amen, of every person, amen. And it didn't matter if you were Egyptian, amen. You had an opportunity to believe on him, amen, as the scriptures have said, amen. And there were those who believed, amen, on the Lord. There was those who had believed, amen, in Egypt. Those who were Egyptian believed, amen, amen, the message, amen, and placed blood on their doorposts, blood on their lintels, amen. And the death angel, my God, passed over them, amen. That's why there was a mixed multitude that left Egypt, amen. There were some, amen, who believed on the Lord after seeing all the signs, all the wonders, all the miracles, amen, that God did on behalf of his son. He called us sons. Amen. He told Pharaoh, let my sons go. Let my sons go that they may worship me. My God, dear hearts, you need to know that you were created. I was created to be a worshiper of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Amen. He says, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. But when that blood was applied to the doorpost and lintel, amen, praise God, the death angel came that night, my God, and someone everywhere died, amen, that night. But those who placed blood on the doorpost and the lintel, amen, hallelujah, everybody remained alive, meaning that the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, the real Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, when it is received, amen, when it is accepted, amen, as a ransom for your soul, when you believe that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the person of Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the remission, the pardon, the carry away of your sins, when you accept him, that blood is applied to your very heart, my brother and my sister, amen. That blood brings you cleansing. That blood brings you resurrection. That blood makes you a new creature, amen, a new species of being that has never been before, amen. You that have already been born again and accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to let you know tonight, maybe you didn't understand this, amen, that God has blotted out all your transgression. He has blotted out all your sins. He don't remember what you used to be. He don't care what you used to be, amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. You are a new creature, my brother. You are a new creature, my sister. Everything has passed away concerning your old life. Amen. Believe this tonight. Everything about what you used to do yesterday, amen, God has blotted out. He has erased it. It is erased. Hallelujah. It is erased. Amen. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are blotted out to never be remembered again. Hallelujah. I'll read it again. Isaiah 43:25. I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Hallelujah. Any longer. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your wonderful name, God. Oh, we're understanding tonight. Amen. Oh, my God. I can't help but interject resurrection, because on that night, Israel was resurrected, amen, from out of the world. Israel was resurrected, amen, out of Egypt, which is a type of the world. Remember that. Egypt is a type, a symbol of the worldly life, amen. Oh, my God. Romans gives us to understand, praise God, amen, that we have to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, amen, that we may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. Or we will repeat, amen, the fall. We will repeat the fall if our minds are not renewed. You may have been baptized. You may have been repented of your sins. You may have received even the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But if you and I do not renew our minds, we will repeat the fall of Adam. We'll keep on sinning. We'll keep on acting like we're sinners. Amen. No, 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 no. You are not a sinner. You're not an old sinner saved by grace. You was a sinner, but now you are a son of God. Now you are a daughter of God. Your sins have been blotted out. Your sins have been forgiven you. Amen. In Christ, the scripture says, in Christ, there is no sin. Far as God's concerned, he's given you his nature. You have the nature of the living God. Hallelujah. Paul said something in Romans 12. I'm moving on because I have to stop. Praise God. Romans 12 says this again. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Present is that you give your body over. You present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. Because a sacrifice has been paid for you. That means that inevitably you pay a sacrifice for the sacrifice that has been made for you, or for you and for me. Praise God. I want to read something that I read before we close on last week, that personal holiness is a must. Personal holiness is a demand, amen, because of the new nature. Personal holiness, amen, is a demand. It's a must for those who have received the holy nature of God, who received the Holy Spirit, amen. Those who have not received the Holy Spirit, the scripture says, is none of his, amen. And evidently, you cannot live holy until the Holy Spirit has come and made his abode in your very life. Amen. But Paul said in Romans 12, listen carefully, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, because you're born again, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Holy, acceptable unto God. Not wholly acceptable unto Apostle Bunkley. Not wholly acceptable unto your bishop or unto your friends or unto some preacher, but wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or your reasonable worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And Paul goes on to say this to believing believers who have been born again, who have been freed from the law of sin and death. He says, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Now, I'm going back to the old covenant. My God. Because God delivered natural Israel from the world. When blood was placed upon the doorposts and lintel of their houses, amen. Amen. The death angel passed over their houses, meaning that death does not reside over you, but life through Jehovah God, life through Yahweh, life through the living God who created you. He's deemed you and stamped you with life, Israelites. They received life. The death sentence was canceled. Because they believe in the blood. They believe by faith that the blood would stop the death angel. They didn't know until Moses was given the word. And the word was given to Moses to give to his children. That you place the blood. Well, I don't believe the blood does anything. Well, when the death angel comes, you'll know whether the word of the Lord is right. But Moses was the meekest man upon the earth, and rightly so, that he obeyed everything that God gave him to do, only except for one issue, when he allowed the people to get under his skin. Amen. And instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock and dishonored God before the people. The people didn't know it, but God covered Moses. God covers his authority. I want you to know that God covers his authority. You may be picking up all the bad things of his man or woman of God. Let me tell you something. God will handle every one of his men and women of God that he has called. You don't have to worry about God bringing judgment on his man or woman of God. You don't chastise a man or woman of God. God will deal with his own servants, amen. God will take out his servants, amen, amen, that do despite what he has given them to do, amen. Everybody shall stand before God and give an account of the deeds that they've done in their body, whether they be good or whether they be evil, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Our God is a living God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the wages of sin still is death, and the gift of God is still eternal life. I don't care what these preachers are saying. The wages of sin is still death. Amen. You have to live a sanctified life. Amen. After receiving the blood, you have to obey God. Obedience is still right. Amen. We still walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And so you need to understand, amen, nothing has changed, amen. God is a good God. He's given us grace and truth, amen. But, dear hearts, the wages of sin still is death. The gift of God is still eternal life, everlasting life with Jesus Christ. Don't be caught with sin in your life and you leave this life. Don't be caught, amen, in a situation, amen. You know not the hour nor the day when the Son of Man will call you home, amen. Oh, my God, however you called, my God, whatever situation you're in when you're called home, amen, that's where you're going to end up with your life, amen. Don't be caught, amen, like the wise and foolish virgin, amen. Five were wise and five were foolish, amen. The bridegroom came, amen, and they went out to buy oil when they should have been ready, amen. Praise God. And the bride who came at midnight, he came, amen, and took away those who were wise, amen, and those who were foolish, amen, who didn't keep track of their lives, who didn't live holy, who didn't live a sanctified life, who didn't love, amen, and treat their neighbor right, amen, were left. The door was shut. They all were virgins. They all had some oil, but some didn't have enough oil. Hallelujah. Meaning there's a standard of life that you're called to live. There's a standard of life that I'm called to live. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that life. That life is so sublime. Paul said, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to Egypt, child of God, but be ye transformed, meaning to change the form or outward appearance of what you've been doing. Transform means to change the form or outward appearance of what you've been doing. Transform means to change the condition. Transform means to change the nature. The Bible says we are clean through the word. Every time you feed upon the word of God, after you've been born again, the Holy Spirit brings a cleansing. He brings a washing, the washing of the water by the word. You are clean through the word, Jesus said, that I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. No more can ye except you abide in me. There must be an abiding in the righteousness of God. There must be an abiding in the holiness of God. There must be an abiding in the love of God. The love of God to every believer is the stamp of the kingdom on our life. Amen. Amen. The two greatest commandments is that we should love the Lord our God with all our soul, mind, and strength. And the second commandment is likened unto the first, love our neighbor as ourself. You can't do that unless you've been born again. My God, by the water and the spirit of the living God. But Paul said, and be ye transformed, hallelujah, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And be not conformed, he says, to this world any longer, because you're of another world. But be changed, outward and inward. Be changed in your conduct. Be changed in the quality of life that you live. Be changed in the characteristics of how you treat one another, how you live, how you do business, amen, how you treat your wife, how you treat your husband, how you raise your children. Be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind is not renewed, you will repeat the fall. If your mind's not renewed, you will repeat the old nature. If your mind's not renewed, you remain just like you are. In my closing of the message, we're going to take calls. The number is 347-826-9026. Area code 347-826-9026. Call in. Let us know that you've been listening. Let us know that you are with us, amen, in these broadcasts. We're here to be a blessing to you. In my closing, I want to read this passage in Psalm 145, beginning at 17 verse, to let you know that from the very beginning, God's purpose was that you and I be upright, that you and I will reflect Him and all of His glory, all of His goodness, and all of His righteousness, all of His holiness. The psalmist David said this in Psalms 145 and 17. I pray you write in these verses that I've given you down. I just read Romans 12, 1 through 3. Praise God. Revelations 4 and 11. Praise God. Write those down. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Praise God. Isaiah 43. And I believe it was 17. But read the whole chapter. And you'll get the gist of what the Holy Spirit has been saying to us tonight. Verse 17 in Psalm 145. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. He's near you right now. Call in and receive your miracle tonight. Oh, God, we thank You. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that reverence Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. That word save means will heal them, will deliver them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. That concludes our time in His presence, in His Word. Call on in tonight. Call and receive your miracle tonight. I want to pray for you. But I believe, as we've been declaring the Word of the Lord tonight, that healing has come to you. Deliverance has come to you. Your life will never be the same again. Praise the name of our God. The Lord called me. Amen. With a holy calling. The Lord called me. I was on my knees at my bedside at 3100 North Marginal Road in Willowick, Ohio. I was repenting of my sin, asking God to forgive me, deliver me from the power of sin. And as I was sitting there and I was kneeling there at my bedside, the word of the Lord came to me to turn to Luke 4:18 and 19. And the Holy Spirit said to me, and God said to me, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is your night for your miracle. Call in and see what God would do for you. We're here at 347-826-9026. 347-826-9026. Hallelujah. 347-826-9026. You're welcome to call now. We'll wait upon your call. Feel free to let us know that you have been with us. Praise God. We want to hear from you. We want to know that these broadcasts have been a blessing to you, and that you're receiving strength, you're receiving understanding of the way, the truth, and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm humbled and I'm honored to be on this Blog Talk radio broadcast, Aerial Waves. My humble pleasure, amen, to serve the purpose of God, and to serve you. Amen. If you're there, speak up. We'll take your calls. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a miracle worker. work a miracle in your life tonight. All you need to do is believe. And all things become possible to those that believe. 347-826-9026. That's 347-826-9026. I want to decree and declare your life shall never be the same again. Since you've tuned in this broadcast, in Jesus' name. Bodies are being healed even as we wait upon callers. The Spirit of God is moving upon you right now. Amen. You'll never, never, ever be the same again. I decree and declare in Jesus' name, you can't be the same. Praise God. The power of God is going across these airways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Feel free to let us know that you're listening. Feel free to let us know that these broadcasts has been a blessing to you. Let us know that you are out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise. Father, I pray, Lord God, for everyone who's listening. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Listener, are you on the air?
Yes.
Can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling. Are you in the Cleveland area?
Yes, I am. We're in the Collinwood area, 765 East 154th School Avenue.
Okay,
St. Clair.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, neighbor. All right. Yes, I'm in the Cleveland area as well. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, come and worship with us. We'll be happy to have you. Amen. And I decree and declare that those who come, their lives shall never be the same again, because God has called us with a holy calling, amen, to minister his love and his goodness to all who would come. Praise God. And I believe with all my heart that since you've called in, that your life shall never be the same again. Can I pray for you?
Yes, you may. I'll take prayer. Yes, Lord.
What's your name?
My name is Jermaine.
Jermaine. Father, I thank you for Jermaine, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing him to tune in, Lord God, to your broadcast. It's your broadcast. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Father, I pray, God, right now, that whatever Jermaine needs right now, God, that you will cause, Lord God, by the Spirit of the living God, you cause a lifting in his spirit, God. You cause the truth that he's heard, Lord God, my God, to cause his life to never be the same again. Lord, I bless him. I speak life. I speak healing, Lord God, if there's a need, God. Let, Lord God, your presence, Lord God, consume him right now, God. And minister, Lord God, oh God, in days to come, because of the word that you've given us tonight, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Yes.
God bless you, sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Praise God, we'll be here every Friday, amen, ministering the word of God in prayer to all who are called in. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Come and visit with us. Amen. You'll never be the same again.
Yes, yes. I'm looking for that impartation of healing and miracles and signs and wonders. So, yes, I will be glad to come and worship in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's happening right now. Even as you call, I'm talking to you, the Lord wants you to know that he's near you right now and that you ain't got to wait till you come. Just say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe and I receive, Lord God, from your servant. I believe, oh God,
yes,
that my life shall never be the same again. And as we hang up, you just declare that over your own life. Lord, my life shall never be the same again. I've heard your servant, Lord God, and I am clean through the word. And I receive a miracle for my own life in Jesus' name. I believe you for whatever you need tonight. I believe that you received it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Father.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, brother. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Caller, you on the line? Caller? You have 5 minutes to call 347-826-9026. Miracles are happening on these broadcasts right now. Let the Lord touch you tonight. Your life will never be the same again. You're on a time in His presence. Can I take your call? Hello? I think we lost that caller. Keep calling. You have time to receive your miracle. Praise God. Don't leave without your miracle. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a miracle worker, and He wants to work a miracle in your life tonight. Area code 347-826-9026. Amen. I'm feeling the presence of God in a mighty way. Somebody to call in. There's a miracle waiting for you. I said there's a miracle waiting for you in this time in His present broadcast. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I give you praise, God. Father, I decree financial breakthrough. Amen. There's some out there, amen, that you're in dire straits. Made of a hoshan. I decree financial breakthrough in your life right now. Amen. Bills that are pending. God's going to supernaturally move by His Spirit upon some hearts. Amen. And that which is pending is going to be taken care of supernaturally because of the love of God and God touching hearts just for you. In Jesus' name, I release the angels now to go forth and minister to those who need a touch from God in a financial way. Now, Father, we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Receive that miracle. It's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours. It's yours. Hallelujah. Behosha. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Not by might, yes, not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. Listeners, you have 2 minutes. Praise God. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. For our callers calling in. Amen. Praise God. We're here for you. We've been called out for you. Amen. That your lives, amen, will be touched and changed by the power of God. God says, so shall His word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which He's pleased and prosper whereto the thing He sends His word. Amen. Praise God. More than anything that I want you to know, those who are listening, that with these broadcasts, amen, and the teaching of God's word, that you will believe on Him as the scriptures have said. That you will believe on Him as the scriptures have said. Jesus, believe on me as the scriptures have said. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. You have 2 minutes, 347-826-9026. Don't be afraid. Call in. Amen. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Praise God. Amen. We praise God for this night. Praise God. We praise God for His word. Amen. The holiness of God and man is synonymous. Amen. He created you and me for Himself. He created you and me for Him. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for Block Talk Radio Station. And we pray, Father, for all the listeners who have listened. I pray, Father, that your supernatural presence and glory will rest, rule, and abide upon them, O God. Father, let not one word that has been spoken or preached or taught fall to the ground. But, Father, I pray, O God, that you cause that word, O God, that has come to them, O God, to cause them, Lord God, to receive a change and an effect in their very lives. I decree and declare in Jesus' name, you shall never be the same again. You shall never be the same again in Jesus' name. He has arisen. He has arisen indeed. He has arisen. He has arisen indeed. Go to somebody's church on Sunday. Go and believe on Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one which was, which is, and which is to come. My brother and sister, He's coming back again. And you got to be ready when He comes. Don't be like the foolish virgins, amen, who didn't make themselves ready. Hallelujah. He's coming again. And to receive all those who have believed on Him and walked in Him. I love you and praise God for you. Until this time next week, in a time in His presence, you'll be blessed. This is Apostle Richard Bunkley. We love you and we appreciate you tuning in. In Jesus' name. Amen.